Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast about the realities of making it all work whilst juggling everything life throws at you. I'm Libby Langley, business mentor, author, self-employed since 2011 and still making it up as I go along, still occasionally crying into my laptop and still here for it. This isn't shouting strategy from the rooftops. It's about what's working, what's changing, what I'm experimenting with, all shared so you feel more supported and more human in your own messy business. Here's this week's episode. Enjoy. Hello, Libby Langley here with an emergency episode of Messy Business. I want to talk to you today about something that, I don't know, it's kind of quite serious, really. And I've been seeing it a lot in the business world. And I'm not doing this to be dramatic or anything. I'm doing this to acknowledge what's going on out there and to try and bring some calm and common sense to proceedings. So, you know, the world is in a slightly scary state at the moment. There's a lot of really terrible things happening around the world, but, you know, particularly over in America. And it does have a real impact. And people that I know, friends that I have in the business world, and also, you know, clients that I've worked with, it's how am I supposed to just carry on as normal and post cheerfully on social media and all of these things when it feels like everything's just utterly going to shit? You know, it feels like a scary place at the moment. And I think that kind of needs to be recognised. And I've talked about it, you know, in a few recent episodes. And I just wanted to do a kind of common sense balance, hopefully to help you breathe a bit more easily episode, you know, because the world does feel too much at the moment. It's oh God, what's he done now? Oh God, what's happening today? Oh God, you know, and that whether or not you're a news fanatic, you really cannot avoid any of this if you ever go on any social media. And it's, you know, it's pretty scary. And whilst it might not impact us directly, it certainly is something that seeps in. And just this feeling of like a background hum of overwhelm that never really switches off. You know, the world can feel like loud and tense and unpredictable, yes, but also exhausting. And the thing is that all that's going on, right? And yet we're all meant to still sit at our desks and be productive, like none of this is seeping into us. And I just want to really recognise that, of course, it's seeping into us, right? Because we are human, we are normal, we are caring individuals. You know, radical woke leftist scum, whatever we're called on social media. But there you go, that's us, right? And kind and caring humans, I prefer to think of myself. So this episode's really, I'm doing this as an extra episode, as an emergency episode. It's about what it really looks like to run a business when the world feels too much. It's certainly not how to be resilient. It's certainly not how to push through, but it's how to stay steady, sane, and connected to yourself when everything around you feels really shaky. And I think it's important at the moment to acknowledge this stuff. So there's, you know, I mean, you know the context. You know what I'm talking about, right? About the world feeling too much. There is so much noise out there. The news. There's stuff on social media, there's opinions, there's a horrible polarizing of left and right. Some people are so far over that it's actually terrifying that, you know, you might meet people in Sainsbury's who feel like that about things. There's crisis, there's comparison, there's pressure. And business doesn't happen in a vacuum. You know, we don't magically switch off our humanity at 9 o'clock and back on again at 5 o'clock or whatever. It's when you work for yourself and you work alone and you are responsible for yourself, your ideas, your thoughts, your creativity, your marketing, your finances, your this, your that, your other, right? It's a lot anyway. And with the added just weight, it's not even anything specific. It's just like a feeling. And that's, you know, we had it during COVID. There was so much uncertainty, and I think we have it now for very different reasons, but it's a similar kind of feeling. And there's that kind of weird contradiction of, you know, you should be growing, you should be calm, you should be productive. Also, the world is chaos. And it's just, it just doesn't work like that. We as humans don't work like that. And it's not that anybody is suddenly worse at business. It's that the environment in which we're operating has changed. And that impacts not only us and our capacity and our energy and all that, but how people are spending their money, pure and simple. People are being more cautious, more discerning, perhaps less frivolous, which is a lovely way to spend money, you know, just on whimsical things and for fun. And I think thinking twice about investing in anything, you know, big purchases, house purchases, car purchases, right down to, you know, something very, very small. People are thinking twice about stuff. And that doesn't mean that people aren't buying things and that people aren't spending. It's that specificity is far more important, and, you know, being really clear about what you do is more important, right? So it's kind of just, the landscape has just changed, and it will continue to change, right? It will. And social media algorithms are a whole, you know, it's getting harder and harder and harder, and AI is taking over, and yada, 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 right? All these things. And they all exist. However, that does not mean that you should give up on your business at all. It just means that you need to, like, take a bit of a break from beating yourself up about all this stuff, because it's not you. It's not you. Absolutely not. And, you know, I don't say that to blame the state of the world, because we can use that as a diversion tactic or avoiding taking responsibility. What I'm saying is there is a collective influence because of the state of the world. And, you know, that makes a difference, right? So, you know, things like this overwhelm, you know, when things feel too much, what I have seen, what I guess I experience, and also what people have told me about, is that overwhelm, it's not always a kind of massive traumatic thing. You know, it often looks like just really overthinking the tiniest of decisions. Tiniest of decisions or the tiniest of activities. And it's like, oh, I've got this stuff to put on Vinted. I hate it with the passion. But we had a clear out and I've got some stuff to put on Vinted, and it's just sitting there on my office, on my office sofa. And I cannot bring myself to do it. And it's just because there feels so like so much else to do. I mean, there is a lot going on here with the renovations and all that stuff. But you know, and, you know, work, if January, kind of really honestly, it slipped to the bottom of the pile because as well as everything else. And that's okay. You know, that overthinking and avoiding stuff is okay. But avoiding emails, you know, avoiding responding to work and avoiding being proactive in work can, of course, be problematic, can, of course, lead to a downturn in business. And that's where maybe kind of catching yourself in what you're doing or not doing, the reasons why will be helpful to you. And I'm giving myself a lot of grace, actually, for how my January was because of all the stuff with the house. And it's still a month. Oh, kitchen should have been finished in a week. It's now over a month and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just acknowledging that, you know, and it's like, fine. But also this week, I was like, right, come on, just that the kitchen's going to have to now take second fiddle, get back out there and do some useful stuff. So, you know, you kind of know yourself when you need to step back and when you don't. And it's all right to start the year in a quieter way and to do what you need to do. But I think there's another element as well of paralysis, you know, at actually doing the stuff that matters. It can often be disguised as being busy. You know, I'm busy doing this and I'm busy doing that. And it's like, yeah, but you're not though, are you? You're just doing that stuff to avoid doing the other stuff or to fill your time or fill your head with things rather than think about the things that you need to do because your head's already overwhelmed with all the state of the world, right? It's all this kind of, it's kind of cyclical, I think, to be honest. And it can lead you to feeling disconnected from why you're doing any of this. And I think that's the real thing to listen to is if you've forgotten why you're doing what you're doing, it's like, yeah, that's when a step back's really needed. That's when support is really needed. You know, that's when it's a good idea to talk to someone and kind of talk that through with someone, because what might happen is that you might fall into the trap of thinking, if I just had a better strategy, I wouldn't feel like this. And it's like, nah, you know, I'm a strategist, right? I did a whole blooming MBA about social media marketing strategy, you know, but sometimes strategy isn't the answer, nor the problem, nor is a spreadsheet. You know, if I could strategize and spreadsheet myself out of every situation, I'd be a very, very happy human. However, you can't sometimes. And sometimes the problem really isn't having a bad strategy or no strategy or whatever. It's that your brain is overloaded and you just need space to think, which we all do, but is seen as a luxury sometimes, which is ridiculous, because if we don't allow ourselves to just step back and think, how are we ever going to achieve anything? And we're always like running at a million miles an hour on that hamster wheel. It's just, you know, any athlete will know that the rest is important, as important as the training. And it's the same for us who sit at a desk. You know, the rest is really important. So ways that we are used to responding to overwhelm is getting more productivity tips, signing up for mini courses, investing in a new system because that's going to change everything about our business, plan more, create more content. If I just put, you know, 4 posts a day out on Facebook or Instagram, it's going to make a huge difference. And it's like, not necessarily. It's going to make you more tired. It's not necessarily going to be the thing that solves everything, because what you're doing is looking for a solution without actually thinking about what's going on. So, you know, putting the roof on the house before you've built the foundations. If you're a long-time listener, you would have heard me talk about my house analogy, you know, the base structure a lot. And it's, your foundations have got to be absolutely rock solid before you can do anything else. And your foundations is all about you and your belief and what you need and what you want and where you want to get to and what you believe in and what you don't believe in and who you want to work with and who you don't want to work with and how you want to change the world and what really matters to you and what you're passionate about. You know, all of those things are foundational things in your business. Then you can put your walls on, and your walls can flex and move, and you can add ones in and take others out. And your walls are your products, your services, your pricing, all of that stuff that can change, but is built from and built on your foundations. And only then do you come to the roof, which is the marketing. Because if you just post more, post more, post more, it's like, about what? I don't know. Do I believe in this? I don't know. What am I doing? I can't even remember why. All of that. So it's not going to work, which leads to this horrible cycle of over-creating and just descending into a spiral of doom and hating yourself and wishing you just worked on a checkout in a supermarket, because wouldn't that be nice and easy to just go beep. I mean, it would. I mean, there's no denying about that, though. Sometimes it does sound really, really appealing. And, you know, again, just to say, there's nothing wrong with if you want to decide to take a little break from your business and get a less taxing job. And I'm careful how I word that, because obviously, you know, I mean, there's skills involved in every job, right? And no job is necessarily better than other. Certainly people who do different jobs are not better than other people, but a job that involves less thinking, certainly, than running your own business. Nothing wrong with doing that. Nothing wrong with doing that full-time. Nothing wrong with doing that part-time. Nothing wrong with just moving forward in your business if you want to. You get to choose all of this. So there's a difference between needing more tactics and needing clearer thinking and steadiness. And sometimes the most powerful thing you can do in a business is not to learn more. It's to think more clearly. And so those 3 mini courses that you've seen online via a Facebook ad or an Instagram ad in the last week that you're thinking, oh yeah, actually, maybe that'll appear. You don't need them. I don't even know why I put a probably in there. You don't need them. I'm damn sure you don't need them. And take that from someone who spent probably over £100,000 on educating myself. I don't know, it's probably more than that. In the years that I, not including my master's degree, because that was very expensive, over the years. And it's like, yeah, I know an absolute ton. And so I can help you with almost anything that you're going to encounter because I've learned about it. But needing them and buying them to get yourself out of a situation or to try and propel yourself, it's not going to work. Because if you're neurodivergent like me, you'll buy it and you'll never do it anyway. I still want to do that photography course that I bought over 3 years ago. Never done it. I think I bought a video one as well. Never done it. Can't even remember who it was from and all of that. So, just saying, you don't need to do that. But so what you don't need to do is learn more, unless it's about yourself. That's the caveat there. It's to think more clearly. And what I've done is I have created a space where this can happen, right? Because I know that you listen to this podcast and I know you get a lot of value and thought-provoking stuff. It helps you think through things by listening to this. And I know a lot of you have been here from the beginning and that's just fab. But I've basically created something to supplement the podcast, right? I've created the Messy Business Community. And what that is the place where you can go and talk about what you hear on this podcast, what it's brought up for you, what it's triggered for you, maybe, what it's made you think, how you can go about changing the things that you want to change. And it's really important to say that I've created this not because you need another program. You don't. You really don't, right? And it's certainly not because I think you need to be fixed, because you're fine as you are. You're just a bit overwhelmed and need a bit of moral support. That's it. But most of us, all of us, we need somewhere safe to go when our brains feel overloaded and overwhelmed. And in the state of the world right now, that's almost everybody who runs a solo business, So the Messy Business Community, it's a place where you can be really real about what's going on in your business without turning it into some kind of massive strategy overhaul or self-improvement project. It's not about that, right? It's a WhatsApp group. That's what I've set up. Really simple. So it's really accessible for you. And it's facilitated by me and guided by me. And each week there'll be a prompt based on the podcast. And you don't have to listen to the podcast, but obviously you do because you're listening to the podcast. And you can come and you can talk about that. But you can also talk about anything else that's going on for you in your business. And it's a place to share that with me, for me to support you. And it's a place for you to connect and share with other business owners. And who knows, maybe you'll make some friendships out of it. Maybe you'll make some collaborations out of it. Maybe you'll just feel a darn sight better and less alone in the world. And so that's what I've created. And it's felt like a really important thing to do, actually. And it's not a big, it's £30 a month on a rolling subscription, or you can join for a year for £300, right? So it's not, deliberately, it's not a big investment. And deliberately, it's not teaching you anything. I will obviously guide and support and offer advice, but it's not for you to have more. It's to take stuff off your plate, because these places, it doesn't exist. You can buy into loads of programs and some of them will be good, but they've all got a purpose, right? They're all teaching you something and improving you or whatever. And obviously, you can go to networking and talk to lots of people, but that's still about, ultimately, about growth. And I love networking, I'm a big fan of it, but ultimately, it's about growing your business and supporting other to grow people to grow their business. What's missing is that middle bit, and that's where the Messy Business Community comes in. It's that place where you can just show up and go, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like crap, and I've just read the news and I hate it, and or I don't know, someone was going to buy, but they've changed their mind and all this stuff that we feel, right? I don't know what I'm doing right now. That's the stuff that you can bring. It's a steady place, a thinking place, a human space. And like I say, it's in WhatsApp. you're in there, I'm in there with you, and it really isn't about doing more. It's about doing less, and it's about thinking more clearly together. And I think of it as like a little movement, you know, just being there championing each other and genuinely giving the support that's needed right now in a world that feels quite a lot, you know, business focused. And if anybody is unpleasant, they will be immediately removed. So it's a very safe space. If you've worked with me before, if you've been in any of my programs before, you know that I absolutely am vigilant about that. And it's a welcoming space to anybody. So, yeah. So anyway, if you want to, if you're interested in that, drop me a message or go to libbylangley.com/community. And that's, you know, that's really, it feels really important to me to do that and to offer that space to people, because I'm very good in a crisis. I'm very good at talking people round and helping you see a different angle to things, not in a toxic positivity way, just in a reframing way. And I know I'm really good at that. And so there you go. So I'm creating it. So, okay. So steadiness for me, it looks like a kind of being able to pause before reacting. That's what it really looks like to me. And making better, calmer decisions, not spiraling as easy. And, you know, I mean, I'm a great one for a spiral because autism and ADHD will do that to you. But actually, steadiness and self-kindness and understanding what's going on with yourself and you know, what you can control and what you can't, it helps to not spiral. It does. And certainly steadiness to me is about feeling less alone in your head and trusting yourself a bit more. And God knows we all need some of that, right? You know, this kind of, one of my business friends said about feeling untethered. And I think it's a really good way of doing it, you know, unanchored. You're just kind of bobbing about in the sea, not really knowing where you're going or why. And that's what I like to change that. I like to support people who feel like that. And, you know, that's probably all of you. So we've all been there. So what I think it's important to say is that when the world does feel too much and whatever too much and the world looks like for you, your job isn't to be bulletproof about that, right? It's to have support around you. It's to be adult enough and care about yourself enough to go, oh yeah, maybe I just need to share this with someone and not be judged on it and just go, oh, this is all horrible. And I think I've started in this podcast, and you may have noticed if you've listened for a while, just being more reflective and more honest about my own experience. And it helps me hugely. And I know from the emails that and messages that you send that, yeah, it's kind of appreciated. That honesty is appreciated in a world that where people are too polished and too full of bro bullshit and all of that. You know, kind of done with all that, I think, really. But just to say as well that steady, if you want to feel steady, right? Steady isn't about being perfect. No, ain't never going to be that, right? I tried that for years, never going to be that. And don't need to be also. Being confident all the time? No, wobbles are fine. Wobbles are normal. Wobbles are human. And actually embracing the wobbles allows for you to resonate a bit more with people. So I think, you know, I kind of think that's, it's quite nice. And certainly not having everything figured out, because who the hell does? I've realized that the less I try and understand some things and the more I go with how I feel about things, the better everything works out. And as an autistic person, I absolutely hate that, because I want to be able to spreadsheet and strategize my way out of everything. But no, if I go with how I feel, yeah, everything's a lot happier, everything's a lot simpler, and everything works better. So take that lesson from me, uncomfortably one. So, all right. So if this episode has resonated, my emergency episode, I hope it has, then, you know, I hope you know that you're not alone with feeling like you do at the moment. And a lot of people are feeling this right now. It's a general kind of mood, I think. So if you're thinking, I wish I had someone to talk these things through, then please come join the messy business community. So it's libbylangley.com/community. It's £30 a month on a rolling subscription or £300 for the year, and it's a WhatsApp group and it's great. It's lovely. So, but it's not about fixing you. I'm not trying to fix you at all. Well, you don't need fixing for a start, but I'm not trying to do that. I'm providing a place for you to be, for you to think clearly, and for you to feel supported as you run your business however you want that suits you. You know, your way is a good way, and I'm here to guide and support and make it simpler and easier and more effective for you, right? So if that sounds like your kind of space, the link's also in the show notes, but yeah. And otherwise, just take this as your permission. You do not have to have it all together to run a business. You ain't never gonna have it all together. So let's give up trying right now. You just have to keep doing it honestly, openly, from your heart, as yourself. And together, I really do believe that we can make a bit of a difference. If we all make a bit of a difference, that actually amounts to quite a lot of difference. And so when the world feels too much and the men in charge are all just massive willy wavers and it's disgusting, some of the things that are happening, we can change it a little by little by little in our own little way. And that feels really important right now. And so I'd love to support you on this in the messy business community. Any questions you've got, drop me a message, but also go to the website, libbylangley.com/community. And how exciting, isn't it exciting when you do something that just feels really right? And I don't think I've felt like that for a while, honestly. I don't think I felt like that for a while. And, you know, I've shared a lot of stuff in previous episodes, but this kind of feels not like my calling, obviously. Let's not be that dramatic about it. But it feels like a good thing to do. So yeah. I will see you on the next episode of Messy Business. Thanks for listening. Lots of love. Go have a cup of tea. Bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If something sparked a thought or started a shift, I would genuinely love to hear about it. Let me know on Instagram @LibbyLangley. Until next time, make space, stay curious, and do more of what you love.